was deluded by John Lewis's love.
You are tuned into another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on this program each and every week, I find and feature a theme relating to Appalachian culture and folk life, and then I play songs and feature stories all about our topic of choice. Well, I've covered a lot of topics on this show, but there's one subject that has really got me thinking. I mean, I've been thinking, in fact, about it for a while. Beans. Today's show is all about beans. The entire playlist and music for today's show is bean related. Yes, I have managed to build the perfect playlist. Today's show will also feature folklore about beans, a Native American story about the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash, and a bit about the tale Jack and the Beanstalk, which originally first appeared in print as the story of Jack and the Enchanted Bean. So stick around and stay tuned right here this hour on Mountain Song and Story. We've got a lot to get to this hour, so first up, let's get into some fitting music as usual. Here's your first bean song.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Cornbread, you ain't straight. Beans. You better wake up or I'll gas you gate. Beans. Been in this pot since 2:30. Beans. Swelling and puffing and almost due.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans. That's what beans told cornbread.
Beans.
Always get mad at me.
Beans.
I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
Beans.
Grab cornbread by the toe.
Beans.
Beans said, cornbread, let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you, you so-and-so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what
meet
beans
me
said, cornbread. You're so
meet
bad, you always want to fight.
Meet me
on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out you.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead.
Beans.
Beans told cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand.
Beans. That's what beans said to cornbread.
Cornbread.
We should stick
beans
together, hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
We should hang out together like wieners
and
sauerkraut. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up
beans
every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Hey.
That's what beans say to cornbread. Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in hand.
Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five there with Beans and Cornbread, getting things started for today's show. Today's program is all about beans. Just like every topic I feature here on the show, beans have their place in folklore, including being an integral part of many dishes across history in many different cultures. So beans are farmed, they're raised as crops and harvested all over the world. In the Native American story of the Three Sisters, beans are one of the three sisters of the Northeastern tribes, so called because corn, squash, and beans were traditionally planted together by Native American farmers. So the Three Sisters have been planted by traditional Native American gardeners in many different regions of North America, and although many different Native American people have adopted the traditional gardening technique, it originated with the Haudenosaunee, or the people of the Longhouse. And the traditional Three Sisters garden forms an ecosystem by creating a community of plants and animals. The system creates a beneficial relationship between the three plants. Each plant helps the other plant grow. It's a form of companion gardening. And with this knowledge of companion planting in Native American legends, we also get folklore stories. So that's where the story of the Three Sisters comes to be. There are a lot of different versions of this story, but it basically boils down to the three sisters, corn, squash, and beans, being represented in folklore stories as sisters. Here's one that I like from Northeastern State University. A long time ago, there were three sisters who lived together in a field. These sisters were quite different from one another in their size and way of dressing. The little sister was so young that she could only crawl at first, and she dressed in green. The second sister wore a bright yellow dress, and she had a way of running off by herself when the sun shone and the soft wind blew her face. The third was the eldest sister, standing always very straight and tall above the other sisters and trying to protect them. She wore a pale green shawl, and she had long yellow hair that tossed about her head in the breeze. There was one way the sisters were all alike, though. They loved each other dearly, and they always stayed together. This made them very strong. One day, a stranger came to the field of the three sisters. He talked to the birds and other animals. This caught the attention of the three sisters. Late that summer, the youngest and smallest sister disappeared. Her sisters were sad. Again, the stranger came to the field to gather reeds at the water's edge. The two sisters who were left watched his trail, and that night the second sister, the one in the yellow dress, disappeared as well. Now, the elder sister was the only one left. She continued to stand tall in her field. When the stranger saw that she missed her sisters, he brought them all back together, and they became stronger again. And that's just one version of the legend of the three sisters. Again, there are all kinds of other versions of this story, but that's pretty much the summary of the tale. All right, so we have got a lot to get to this hour, so we're going to go ahead and get on into some music. And I will be back all this hour in between songs to talk about some more folksy bean folklore coming up later this hour, including the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. But right now, let's get on into some music.
Ding dong, I'll take a trip to China. Cornbread and butter. against the Bible.
That's right.
My necktie will make you die and cause lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars and kissing pretty women.
Uh-oh.
Women, yeah, that's the end of a terrible beginning.
Now watch out, man.
And cornbread and butter beans, and you cross the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Pulling corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over. Raising heck and writing checks that ought to be unlawful. Silk clothes and frilly clothes is just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say you be my honey.
I'll be your honey.
And cornbread and butter beans and you cross the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Pulling corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
I couldn't hear you for the TV. I didn't know you said goodbye. I saw your canceled check for the airfare. Didn't know flying got so high. Beans for breakfast once again. Hard to eat 'em from the can. I've run out of clean utensils. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man. I heard the crows outside my window. Guess it's me they're talking about. The fire you lit has burned to cinders. Every good thing's fizzled out. Beans for breakfast once again. Hard to eat 'em from the can. Wish you'd come back and wash the dishes. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man. Caught a cold with the windows open. Crow droppings on my windowsill. Probably got histoplasmosis. Got no gun or I would kill them crows. Beans for breakfast once again. Hard to eat 'em from the can. Plastic forks are a dime a dozen. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome. Finally made it to the mailbox. Felt so bad I thought I'd die. All I got was a bill from the doctor. Well, I guess flying ain't so high. Beans for breakfast once again. Hard to eat 'em from again. Blue tick mattress, cold and greasy. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man. The house burnt down from the fire that I built
in your closet by mistake after I took all them pills. But I got out safe in my duck head overalls. Beans for breakfast once again. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man.
Beans for Breakfast by Johnny Cash. And before that, we heard Beans and Cornbread by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, a great version of that song. We are talking about beans here on Mountain Song and Story, and I've got a couple quick bean facts for you. I don't know if you're ready for them, but here they are. Did you know that in the 6th century BC, philosopher and mathematician Pythagoras had a deep dislike for beans? Some historians report his aversion was due to the belief that legumes contain the souls of the dead. Pretty scary. Beans have also been cultivated by humans for over 6,000 years. And there are approximately 71,089 people in the world to have the last name Bean. If you have that last name, call into the Radio Bristol studio right now. I would love to talk to you. Okay, so I've got some more bean stories and folklore facts about beans coming up later this hour. But again, we're going to take another song break before we get on into the next story about Jack and the Beanstalk. Here is Taj Mahal.
Down south, how the weather in the Delta, how the food tastes in your mouth. For the beans and cornbread, grits and green, candy yam and black eyed peas. If you're going to Mississippi, well, that Delta sky is sweet and clear. If you're going to Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear, well, you know I'm stuck here in Chicago. Please don't leave me here. What they're doing in Vicksburg, down in Aberdeen, they got more fine women in them one main episode. What they're doing in Jackson and little old Eda Bean.
Taj Mahal there with Don't Leave Me Here. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. And we are talking about beans here on today's program. And one thing that we have learned about beans so far is that beans are part of companion planting. So I've got a couple songs here for you now that stray away from our theme of beans just a bit. I'm going to talk about tomatoes and corn in the next couple songs, and then we'll get back to some more bean music. But I thought this all made sense today. Not that I was running out of songs about beans or anything. That's not it. But we're going to get into a few songs about tomatoes and corn. Here's Guy Clark with Homegrown Tomatoes.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs. You can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side. Put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Liquor, they love you. shelf to see what made them smile. Now I slowly sip and I nearly flip. That one drink was enough. For the life of me, I just can't see why they love that awful stuff. Corn liquor,
corn liquor,
corn liquor,
corn liquor.
What makes you do what you do? Well, they feel no pain when you touch their brain.
Corn liquor, they love you.
Well, as I grew older, I thought about that first sip. Soon I learned it wasn't all that bad. Now to ease the pressures of this world, here's the way I've got it figured. Well, the thing to do for me and you is drink lots of good corn liquor. Corn liquor,
corn liquor,
corn liquor,
corn liquor.
What makes you do what you do? Well, I feel no pain when you touch my brain.
Corn liquor, I love you.
All right, Corn Liquor there from Buck Owens. And before that, we heard Homegrown Tomatoes from Guy Clark there. Straying away from the bean theme just a bit, but I promise it makes sense. Because I'm trying to feature things in the garden today. It's August out there. People have their gardens. They're farming. It all ties in together. All right, so I want to feature a little bit about the story of Jack and the Beanstalk and the origins of that story. So, Jack and the Beanstalk is a well-known children's tale here in Appalachia. Jack Tales are children's stories featuring a character, a young boy named Jack, who's witty and clever, and he often finds himself getting into situations and mischief. Jack tends to outsmart other characters in these tales, and the stories come from the Appalachian region. And they've been passed down to listeners for generations. They feature the central character named Jack. But the origins of these stories go far beyond the mountains of Appalachia. Just like so many songs and stories, they are passed down through the generations. And if you're like me, I doubt you've actually ever heard of older versions of the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. Early renditions of the tale date as far back to the 15th and 16th centuries and were derived from English poems. The story has changed greatly over time, like so many stories do, even though there wasn't even a beanstalk in the early versions of Jack and the Beanstalk. The same story, more or less, with different names, was Jack and his stepdame, or the friar and the boy, or even the dance among the thorns. Are just some names that the story was known as. All the tales follow a same theme, though. There is a boy, he is poor, he finds a magic object, and in the end of the story, he triumphs over the antagonist. The early English version, the first literary version of the story, was published in England in 1734. In the 1730s, there was the release of this book called Round About Our Coal Fire or Christmas Entertainments, and it had the addition of the tale Enchantment, demonstrated in the story of Jack Spriggins and the Enchanted Bean. The book, or some have described it not even being a book, it was pamphlets, was printed in London and had different chapters about Christmas entertainment, which also included stories about hobgoblins, witches, ghost fairies, and you guessed it, Jack. The first was marketed to adult readers, but over time, the story of Jack and the Beanstalk became more child-friendly, and like many children's tales, it's meant to teach a moral. In this case, the moral of the story Jack and the Beanstalk, or Jack and the Enchanted Bean, boils down to fortune favors the bold. That's the takeaway. So there is a little bit about the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. And I think now it's time for another bean-related song. Here's one from the Serendipity Singers that I promise is going to be in your head for a while.
mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. My mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears.
Now why would I want to put beans in my ears?
Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears.
Now why would I want to put beans in my ears?
With beans in your ears,
beans in your ears,
beans in your ears.
You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears,
beans in your ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears,
beans in our ears,
beans in our ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears.
Don't put those beans in your ears.
Beans in our ears. Beans in our ears.
That's nice, boys. Just don't put those beans in your ears.
Beans in our ears. I think that all grown-ups have beans in their ears. Beans in their ears. Beans in their ears. I think that all grown-ups have beans.
Supper time, Lord, 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 supper time. I got a letter from my mother this morning. I got a letter from my mother this morning. She said, come home, Lord, Lord, Lord. June, July, and August. If I could make a June, July, and August, then I'd go home. Lord, 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 then I'd go
dog bread, ash cake, panic bread. cornbread, Johnny cake, spoon bread. Dish it up, pour it on, give it all you got. Put the fat back in the cast iron pot. Richmond to Fort Worth, Davenport to Natchez, pretty back of fields to your snowy cotton patches. No matter where you're heading when the train leaves the station, still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation. Soak a bowl of beans, chop a yellow onion, wash the grit off the grains. Sip a little soda, it's the powder in the meal. Pour in the buttermilk to get the right feel. Hot water, cold water, doesn't really matter. Don't work too hard when you're mixing up the batter. A hot corn, cold corn, friends of relations, sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation. Now up in Kentucky, where I was born, up in Kentucky, where the kernels in the corn. They shake up the jar, looking for the beans. Take a little sip, no more than you need. You can scrape it, you can chew it, you can roll it in the dough. You sip it, you can brew it, you can let the liquid flow. Hot corn, cold corn, friends and relations, sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation.
Tim O'Brien there with Cornbread Nation. And before that, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Cornbread, Peas, and Black Molasses. Folks, we are winding down this hour. It's been a bean-filled pleasure to talk to you about beans for an hour on the radio. I have a few more fun bean facts for you, though, that I'm going to bring to you right now. This is particularly of interest to me. Vermont ranks highest in searching for bean recipes online. Montana and Wyoming are second and third, which makes sense because there are a lot of cowboys out there. Cowboy beans. The top five beans grown in the United States are pinto beans, navy beans, black beans, red kidney beans, and great northern beans. Interesting stuff. And here's something that I'm sure you haven't heard today. The longest recorded time for sitting in a bath of cold baked beans is 100 hours by Barry Captain Beanie Kirk of Port Tablet, West Glamorgan, United Kingdom. I've definitely said that name wrong. I don't know who else is sitting in bins of baked beans, but you'd probably break a world record if you sat in one longer than 100 hours, according to the internet. Okay, folks, we got a few more tunes for you here to take you out this hour. Here now is another Johnny Cash tune about beans. Look at them beans.
This time last year, there sure was a lot of sad faces around this old house. Our papa died without fulfilling his life's dream of producing one of the best crops in Grimes County. No, papa died with that dream still in his head, a desire in his heart, a promise on his lips, calluses on both hands, and $2 in his pocket. Papa didn't live long enough to see his dream come true, so he died from too much work, a broken spirit, I guess, but a promise to our mama that if it was the last thing he'd ever do, he'd live long enough to see just one good crop come through. But you see, we can't plan on things without first talking to God, because we don't know his plans.
And if we don't include him, my friends, the way can get mighty hard. They say that every time a good and righteous person is buried in God's good earth, it's just fertilizer for the soil. And I guess there must be some truth to that, whether we believe it or not. I just wish that Papa was here right now so that he could see this good crop that we finally got. Hey, look at them beans.
Look at them beans.
And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And look at them peas. Well, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa would sure be proud of his children, too. My brother's famous now. Got his own show on the road, traveling in a customized bus imported from Europe. That boy always did love music, and he loves to travel. I got a sister that's got a good job in a beauty shop, making money, making other people look good. Ain't nobody here at the house now but me and Mama. And Mama, she's getting weaker and she's getting older every day. And she talks often about joining Papa in his heavenly home. Lord, that woman sure didn't love that man. She worked beside Papa for 40-some-odd years, trying to produce a good crop and never could grow a single bean. But I just wish that Papa was here right now to see this good crop that we finally got. Man, look at them beans.
Look at them beans.
And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And just look at them peas. Yes, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa, if you can hear me, look at them beans.
Down the road here from me, there's a big holly tree where they lay down a dollar or two. Where they drive around the bend and they come back and then start a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up the jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Some new perfume, it is such a sweet smelling perfume. But to her surprise, when you had it on her eyes, it's nothing but that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Sort of and shorty only measures 4'2", but you give him a pint and he thinks he's a giant. Oh, that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Dave Aikman there, otherwise known as String Bean, there with good old Mountain Dew. And before that, we heard Johnny Cash singing about beans again. He was singing about beans earlier this hour here on the show. And would you believe it, there are two songs Johnny Cash sings about beans. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this hour of Mountain Song and Story. Remember, you can catch this show every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program blog page, which is found on over at listenradiobristol.org. You can check out all of the other amazing shows here on the station at listenradiobristol.org as well. Over there on the blog page, I'll have today's playlist and materials from today's show up there. If you want to learn more about beans, or if you want to learn more about some bean folklore that I talked about today, go check it out. It was a good time. Folks, once again, my name is Toni Doman. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this hour and tuning in. I've got one more, I think, bean-related tune to take you out on, and then I will catch you right here next week.
Can of beans, hand me down the can of beans, we're throwing them away. Out the window go the beans, out the window go the beans, out the window go the beans, I had a lucky day. Mary, my sweet.
Good, here's her favorite cowboy around the Grand Ole Opry. Want you to meet him right now. Good buddy, Mr. Strang Bean.
I thank you, Lester Palmer. I'm glad to see you. Palmer, you're looking well. Let's go rabbit hunting.
Good.
Hang on, children. Well, rabbit in the feet pad, picking up keys. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, from the man, the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Come on, son. Well, rabbit jumped up, he looked mighty wild. Dog took off and run for miles. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yon come the man's big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Run, rabbit. Look mighty brown, yes, blimey, I can outrun a hound. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run. Yeah, come the man, the big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, if you got a rabbit, look mighty bold, yes, blimey, I'm heading for my home.